Welcome to Sweet Tea and Therapy with A&P, the podcast where we spill all the tea from discussing the latest trends in pop culture to delving into the depths of therapy. We're here to demystify it all. I'm Adrienne McCollum-Smith.
And I'm Pamela Tippett. Together, we're your hosts on this journey through the world of media, lifestyle, and therapy. Whether you're sipping sweet tea or seeking solace, we've got you covered. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and join us as we navigate the intersections of therapy and everyday life.
Subscribe, listen, and let's dive into the conversations that matter. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the very first episode of Sweet Tea and Therapy. I'm Adrienne, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Pamela.
Hey, y'all.
Get ready for a sweet blend of entertainment, headlines, and mental health discussions, all served with a side of Southern charm.
Throughout season one, we'll dive into a mix of mental health topics, personal stories, and of course, spill the tea on what's going on in the world. From therapist origin stories to breaking down good girl syndrome, we've got it all.
Before we jump into this first episode, let's discuss a little bit about ourselves, including like just how we came to know each other. We're both therapists. We're running private practices right here in Alabama. This season, listen to our origin stories, like how we got into the field, how we got into private practice, and why we're so passionate about breaking down mental health barriers.
I cannot wait, Adrienne, to talk a little bit about our origin stories. And I'm hoping we can get other therapists here to share theirs with us, too. But I don't know about you, but I don't know. Do you want to know, like, let's talk about how we came to know each other. I think that's pretty cool. So I know for me, we were working with a billing contractor that said, just based off of hearing us talk, do you know, she said to me, mm-hmm. You know this therapist named Adrienne from Birmingham. I think y'all really get along and like each other. I'm like, no, but I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just had a Zoom, and we've been talking and staying connected ever since then. But it was the way we came to know each other, the way people connected us was based solely off of, I believe, our voices and our accent and how we sound.
And we're both short Black women in Alabama.
Yes. That is very, very true. I don't know about you, Adrienne. You're a little bit taller than me, but I'm going to be honest. I'm under 5 feet, and Adrienne's somebody I could look in the eye. We look each other in the eye. So I think we had those things in common, and people just kind of put us together. And one of my favorite stories about Adrienne and us being connected is that I went to a retreat in Spain, like in another country across the world. And somebody I never met before hears me talk and comes up to me and says, do you know Adrienne McCollum from Alabama?
So now this has happened to you twice.
Yes, it has. So from that, and that is kind of how this podcast came to be there. It's like people already connect us so much based on like our accent, where we're from, our looks. Why not just kind of put it out there, get together and kind of
see what happens.
Bring it together. Let's have fun. Let's have a little bit of fun with it. Because I know all my life people have made comments about me being Black and kind of sounding like this. And I think you mentioned that too.
Yes, I definitely have a very thick Southern Alabama accent. And to me, it's thicker than other people from Alabama. I'm from a very rural area in North Alabama, Winfield. And it's predominantly white, really small. And I don't know, I just have a really thick drawl, and I tried to get rid of it a few times actually. Like when I moved to Tuscaloosa, I thought
a new fresh new start.
I thought that I would develop a new sound because I'd heard people talk about if you move to different states or somewhere you could lose your accent. So I was hoping for that, but I never did lose it. And now I have learned to embrace it. But yeah, so I think our sound, the way we look, the fact that we're both therapists, we're both in private practice. We both went to Alabama.
That's right. Yeah. We have so many things that connect us. It's just like the only thing that's different is I'm a generation removed from you. And that's probably it. But I still felt this really strong connection when I spent time with her. I think of you as my therapist's little sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think about you. I'm the big sister.
Big sister. Yeah.
I love it. And that's how we just really came. When I met you, was like an instant connection. And well, it's speaking of the accent for me, like I'm from a bigger city in Alabama, one of the bigger ones, but still I was what they call a cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 9 years, and we were really taught to speak in a certain way. And my dad, being from where he was from, he really wanted to make sure that we kind of didn't have as much of a draw. But you know what? I still sound like this. And I think it kind of separates. I've learned to embrace it too. And I find a lot of times that it's a little something special. It's a little something about me, whereas I used to not like it. And I used to like keep quiet because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it makes me a little special and different, and I think it makes you a little special and different, which is also why I'm connected to you. So
thank you,
y'all. That's why we're sitting here together.
Exactly. It was the same story, you know, with me. I was in a meeting with her, with our mutual connection and a billing contractor, and she said the same thing. Do you know Pam Tippett? And I said, no, I don't really know anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, I really, really want to introduce you to her because I think y'all would really hit it off. And I thought, okay, you know, same as you, like, oh, I'm open. And you know how it is. Sometimes she's done that also with me and others as well. And it just didn't catch.
It doesn't stick, right?
And so anyway, when I don't remember what the, I think maybe an email exchange initially, and then we scheduled a Zoom, and immediately it was just like, oh, and you invited me to a conference in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were just like, yeah, go, I'm going, you know, and maybe I'll see you there. And you you told me that you would make yourself available to me for just a mentorship, maybe once a month. And so anyway, I went to the conference, and I just happened to walk past you, and I was like, oh, that's the lady. And so we spoke, and it's just been, since then, we've attended 2 retreats together.
I think so.
Yeah, because we went to Savannah, and then we did yours, Uncommon BIPOC, the first retreat. We did that in June of last year.
Right.
And I was a presenter for you.
That is right.
Yes.
She killed it, y'all. Yes.
Thank you. And so we had so much fun. I was grateful for that opportunity and to get to know you even more. And it's just been a continuation of that. And I think we've both kind of experienced some ups and downs so far since we've known each other in business and supporting each other emotionally, I guess, through that.
Yes.
And so, when you went to Barcelona and another person said, do you know Adrian? You were coming back from Barcelona, and I think I was leaving out to go to Jamaica.
Yeah, because it was in April, like late April of last year. And it was going into early May, but it was at the very end of April.
So it wasn't Jamaica. It was Colorado, maybe. No,
I think
because I don't know. Anyway, I was coming back from something or going somewhere, and we were playing phone tag because the travel schedules.
I remember.
But anyway, when we did get together, he was like, "What do you think about a podcast?" And I immediately just loved the idea, and we started planning, and we're finally here. I'm happy. I'm happy we're doing it.
I'm excited. You know, I'm kind of a person that's like, I'm just ready to go. But really, it took us a little less than a year to get to the point of where we're sitting here and we're talking. So I'm pretty pumped that we bought this. It's happening. I'm glad that it's happening. So, y'all, that's why we're sitting here together. And that's Adrian and mine. That ain't the correct grammar, so whatever. That is our...
Oh, yeah. Listen, we don't have grammar police on this show.
Thank you. That is our origin story, how we came to know each other and to the reason that we're sitting here together. And thank you for that. Yes, there are no grammar police. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. So we're just going to be ourselves, and we're going to sit here and tell y'all what you could expect here with us on the Sweet Tan Therapy podcast. So we're going to have a few segments that we're going to do here. And one of the first ones was something I kind of do here in therapy with my clients, but we're going to identify and discuss current passengers on the Hot Mess Express. You might be saying to yourself, Pam, what the hell is a Hot Mess Express? Well, let me tell you. During the segment, we're going to discuss those folks that take that all too familiar ride. You know that we've all probably taken it. I know that most of us have taken this ride. It's the one where you're feeling a mix of anxiety, uncertainty, fear, some sadness, maybe even a little adrenaline. And the ride is not headed to anywhere else but to trouble, but we're on it any damn way. Yep. We'll talk about who we think is currently taking this ride and why. And we will, of course, ask our listeners their thoughts about the Hot Mess Express passengers that we discuss and their own experiences with this infamous ride. As always, we'll try to relate these stories back to mental health and wellness and hopefully start discussions on how we can get off this ride altogether or at least eliminate our time on it. So that'll be one of our segments.
Yes, and we will also be talking about what's the tea with AMP.
Yes.
I'm actually really drinking sweet tea right now.
What? I'm drinking an energy drink at almost 7 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh, at 7 o'clock?
It doesn't have any effect on me.
Mm-mm. Oh, really? You can sleep still?
I can. Oh. Sipping on it right now.
Okay, well, yes, I have my sweet tea over here, but we will be sipping on this piping hot tea. Also, we'll be talking about what's up or what's the tea with AMP. And so we're going to be talking about some juicy entertainment news, what's in the headlines. Y'all, I love TikTok. Like, that's my thing right now.
I'm a YouTube person.
Yeah, I used to be. I don't know. I think that I've gotten, you know, in the dopamine of it, like where it does something for me, right? Because I've gotten to where I don't want to sit through 30 minutes of anything. I usually can't sit through 30 minutes having a 5-year-old and a husband. And, you know, it's kind of hard. So TikTok is easy because I can pick it up and I can put it down. But from doing that, I get a lot of tea. And so I want to talk about what's going on from celebrity shenanigans, viral moments, just whatever is going on, give you the lowdown. So we're going to get ready for some laughs, maybe a few tears, I don't know, but a whole lot of real talk, okay?
I'm so excited for that segment because, you know, we can sit here for a while and talk about all the headlines because we've done it a few times. So I cannot wait for our listeners to join us in all of that unpacking of that juicy, hot tea. So another segment that we'll have, and this one is kind of near and dear to my heart, we're going to be talking about all the mental health myths out there. Adrian and I want to talk about some myths, but some of those myths might actually have some truth to them. Mm-hmm. And we want to share some good psych ed topics with you all, such as good girl syndrome, boundaries, gaslighting, narcissism, diagnoses, people of color in therapy, and so many more mental health topics. As therapists, we'll share our own experiences and practices, including how we debunk or even possibly support commonly held mental health myths. I think mm-hmm. you all will be surprised at what you hear during this segment.
Yeah.
So on top of all of that, we're going to look for our listeners to share with us their own experiences regarding mental health and mental health myths. So come on with us, share with us, and we're going to look for some participation on that segment from our listeners.
Absolutely. And after all of that hot tea, we will have a therapeutic moment in each episode, something that we can leave you with to reflect on, you know, as you go through your day and as you go through your week. So before we wrap up each episode, we'll have a moment of reflection, maybe relaxation, something to help you recharge. These reflections will give you something to, you know, calm yourself, rejuvenate, something you can sip on now or later.
Kind of give y'all a little pace of our therapeutic moment. So I'll give us a little reflection. And we're going to start with something that I like to call doing what's called for right now. Often, we will think about what we want to see happen in the future. But becoming aware of what is called for right now in the, here in the present is often overlooked. This is often due to personal expectations. We have goals, dreams, and needs we want and feel we deserve. But the present holds the key to what will serve us best right now, and it is not always what we want or expect it to be. Take time to notice and become aware of what the present is showing and telling you. Then hold space for that truth. Grieve an expectation if necessary, and then respond in kind.
Our second reflection is become okay with others not being okay. Taking care of yourself often means prioritizing your needs and wants. This fact also means that at times you will not be able to please others. Other people's happiness, including family and friends, is their responsibility, not yours. Existing to make sure other people are okay is the quickest way to diminish your own mental health. Question the assumptions that you need to make others happy in order to receive love, care, or acceptance. Recognize that you're worthy of love and respect simply for being yourself and that your own happiness matters.
Our final therapeutic reflection is accept and let go. Each time we make a decision, we are embracing something and letting something else go. Many clients show up in the therapy space to see if I can help them figure out how to have it all. But understanding that we will need...
Our second reflection is become okay with others not being okay. Taking care of yourself often means prioritizing your needs and wants. This fact also means that at times you will not be able to please others. Other people's happiness, including family and friends, is their responsibility, not yours. Existing to make sure other people are okay is the quickest way to diminish your own mental health. Question the assumptions that you need to make others happy in order to receive love, care, or acceptance. Recognize that you're worthy of love and respect simply for being yourself, and that your own happiness matters.
Our final therapeutic reflection is accept and let go. Each time we make a decision, we are embracing something and letting something else go. Many clients show up in the therapy space to see if I can help them figure out how to have it all. But understanding that we will need mental health is a process. And I think so often people come in and, you know, they want the fix and they want it now. But it's a long game. Your mental health is something that you always have to be participating in. And I love that you said it was a process. That's a good reflective moment to end on as well.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a process. And then there was another one that I wanted to touch on, the letting other people, or being okay with them not being okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so often we betray ourselves because we are uncomfortable,
yes,
with others being upset with us, or we're uncomfortable if we have a perception that they are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of times I know for me, it's like, well, what can I do to fix it? Or maybe I can, you know, sacrifice this or that so that they don't feel uncomfortable, or they don't feel whatever emotion I am assuming they might feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called codependency.
I know. Oh, then to that one. This one, I love this reflection, because I think that's another big reason people come into our spaces, is because they're trying to figure out how to fix it. Another one of my big things is beware of the fix. You know, fixing things is not something we do. It's more of accepting things and letting go of things, which is one of our reflective moments. There's very few things that you could fix that's outside of you. Even fixing yourself, we just said that's a long game. It's a process. So really teaching people to kind of reframe that fix, and fixing others especially, and realizing that, you know what, while you're so busy trying to make other people okay, do you ever do that for yourself? Like, that's just something to think about. So I'm going to love this. And just know that our little therapeutic moment, it could be very relaxing, but we also might bring a little something different to that segment too. So you got to come back and listen. So
absolutely.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to this first podcast, taking this first sip of tea with us, if you will. We want you to come back each week with us so that you can get even more tea, and maybe bust or maybe co-sign some myths, and maybe have a therapeutic moment with us or two. So don't forget to subscribe and join us for more sweet tea and therapy goodness.
Absolutely. And connect with us on social media, y'all. Share your thoughts, your stories, suggestions. If you have topics that you would like for us to cover on our podcast, let us know on social media, and you can find us on Instagram at Sweet Tea and Therapy. That is at Sweet Tea and Therapy spelled out. Now, we don't have a lot yet on our social media, but we, you know, it's there, and we're going to work on it, okay, in 2024.
That's what we need y'all for. Go there. Give us suggestions. Tell us things. We love it.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you. And we have an email. If you don't do social media, we do have an email address if you want to submit your questions or concerns. And it's A&P spelled out at sweetteaandtherapy.com.
Thank you, Adrian. And thank you all for tuning in and sipping a little sweet tea with us. And until next time, take care of yourselves and keep it sweet, y'all.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sweet Tea and Therapy with A&P.
We hope you enjoyed diving into the behind-the-scenes world of therapy and everything in between with us.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time for more candid conversations and a fresh brew of tea.
Until then, take care, be kind to yourselves, and keep sipping on that
sweet tea.
Welcome to
Sweet Tea and Therapy.
We gotta do that last part again. Welcome to Sweet Tea and Therapy.
Okay.
Welcome to Sweet Tea and Therapy with A&P, the podcast where we spill all the tea, from dissecting the latest trends in pop culture to delving into the depths of therapy. We're here to demystify it all. I'm Adrienne McCollum-Smith.
And I'm Pamela Tippett. Together, we're your hosts on this journey through the world of media, lifestyle, and therapy. Whether you're sipping sweet tea or seeking solace, we've got you covered. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and join us as we navigate the intersections of therapy and everyday life.
Subscribe, listen in, and let's delve into the conversations that matter.
Welcome to Sweet Tea and Therapy. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and join us as we navigate the intersections of therapy and everyday life.
Subscribe, listen in, and let's dive into conversations that matter. Welcome to Sweet Tea
and Therapy. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sweet Tea and Therapy with A&P. We hope you enjoy diving into the behind-the-scenes world of therapy and everything in between with us.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time for more candid conversations and a fresh brew of tea. Until then, take care, be kind to yourselves, and keep sipping on that
sweet tea.